Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, the Chinese credit rating agency, Dagang, downgraded the U.S. government's rating from A- down to BBB+ with a negative outlook. The announcement cited, quote, "Deficiencies in the current U.S. political ecology make it difficult for the efficient administration of the federal government, so the national economic development derails from the right track." Massive tax cuts directly reduce the federal government's sources of debt repayment, therefore further weaken the base of government's debt repayment. The virtual solvency of the federal government would be likely to become the detonator of the next financial crisis. The market's reversing recognition of the value of U.S. Treasury bonds and U.S. dollar will be a powerful force in destroying the fragile debt chain of the federal government, unquote. Among reasons given for this downgrade is that the U.S. government's revenues to debt percentage is expected to decline from almost 15% this fiscal year down to barely 12% 4 years from now. As many of you know, I have been telling you this information for several years now. Such an action by a Chinese credit rating agency would not occur in a vacuum, as it has major political implications. You can be confident this announcement received advanced approval from the Chinese government. As I have explained before, shifts in Chinese government policy tend to appear indirectly, such as an announcement by this credit rating agency. Given that the Chinese government holds $1.2 trillion of U.S. dollars in treasury debt, why would it want to risk attacking the value of its primary trading partner's currency and taking a huge loss? There have been other recent indirect indications that China plans to have the Chinese yuan currency displace the dollar as the dominant global trading currency within the next few years. Perhaps this latest announcement is one more confirmation of such a plan. If so, you may want to get rid of some of your dollars soon and replace them with bullion-priced physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.